My name is Emma Watke. I am 17 years old. Today is December 9th, 2019, and I'm speaking with my mom, Molly Watke. We are recording this interview in Hinsdale, Illinois. So today we are talking about the book Lilac Girls by Martha Hall Kelly. So my mom recommended me this book for Lit Life. So I'm just gonna ask her a few questions about it. So, first off, what was your overall feeling about this book?
Well, I thought it was a outstanding book, and one thing I really liked about it was just you read so many books about what happened when Hitler took over Germany, but it was just interesting to see several different perspectives on the war and how it impacted different people, and not just in Germany or Europe, but throughout really the whole world. So I thought that was an interesting viewpoint that you usually don't see in pieces written about the era of Nazi Germany.
Yeah, that's what I kind of thought too. I thought it's kind of a like unique book with the different perspectives for like a World War II book. So I've read a lot of those too, and I thought it was like something kind of unique that stood out from all the rest of them. Okay, so then the next question is, so we just talked about how the point of views kind of switched perspectives. So whose point of view did you enjoy reading the most and why?
It was Caroline, who worked for the French consulate.
Yes.
I liked hers kind of, I felt like her story was kind of exciting.
Yeah.
And again, kind of maybe more unique than what you typically would read about, again, like in that Nazi Germany era, like just seeing it from the standpoint of someone in the U.S. and to me that was unique, and just kind of like her whole thing with like her love life and everything kind of like
made it kind of exciting too.
Yeah
I really enjoyed reading Caroline's too, and I thought it was cool too how she actually is like Caroline in real life too, and how she was like a New York socialite and kind of like did all these things while still being so popular, and kind of like brought a lot of attention to it in the U.S.
Right.
More.
And she definitely, you could tell she really had like even though she was a socialite and had like, money at least to begin with.
Yeah.
Like had quite a bit of money that she, really cared. You could tell about like, about people other than herself, which you don't typically like with someone of her status and like social.
Yeah.
That was kind of pleasant.
Yeah. Like I thought it was kind of interesting too, like even with like you said, like such the contrast from her life to like what was happening in their lives, you know, like throughout the book she was like at all these like charity like balls and stuff while
right.
they were like in the concentration camp. So I thought it was kind of interesting, you know, like how much she still helped out, like helped them out and everything.
Mm-hmm.
So then the next question was, did you like how they kind of alternated those point of views, or would you have kind of liked it from like one narrator but still all those people's lives?
I did like it. I know if I remember correctly, it's been a little while since I read the book, but I remember the only thing is I remember I was reading the part when the doctor went to the concentration camp
and
it started getting really heavy. Like, you really had to really dig in, and it wasn't like light reading. Like, a couple times I had to go back and was like, wow, is this what's really happening? And like, it was not like, so I felt like at the beginning it was kind of easy reading, but as the book like got like deeper into it, it required really like a lot of concentration, and just as the story developed, like, there were more people to keep up with, and I just kind of felt like I really had to, like, because I did at that part, I found myself going back a few times, like, mm-hmm. going back a few pages and like, did I just read this right, you know?
Yeah.
So that was the only thing I found, is that, you know, as it went on and on, it got a little hard to keep up with, like, everything that was going on.
Yeah, I did that a lot too. I kind of like had to go back and like reread things too, because especially more near the end, how much their stories started to overlap.
Yes.
I had to go back and read it a lot. So the next question that I had was what do you think it meant when Paul sent Caroline the letter at the end of the book, and it kind of seemed like there was maybe like a plane ticket like in the letter because it was like thicker? So what did you kind of think of that?
It kind of seemed like maybe that's what was, to me, what was going on, because I mean, even though it wasn't like crystal clear, it seemed like and I kind of hoped that's what it was, because she mm-hmm. like was so in love with him all the time, you know, but he was kind of like hanging on with his snotty wife for all that time, or at least alluding to that.
Uh-huh.
Who knows what else was going on with him, but it kind of seemed like that's maybe what he was offering, was like her to come over.
Yeah,
in the end.
Yeah,
that's kind of what I thought too.
Yeah. So do you think she would have taken the ticket?
Yeah, it's hard to say. I think she probably would have. Although, you kind of wonder, would she have given up, like, her life?
Yeah.
But it was kind of starting to crumble anyway.
Yeah, so I feel like it was kind of starting to, like, settle down.
Yeah.
Like, she kind of had solved everything, like, with the people that she had
been helping.
Yeah.
She definitely was in love with him, so I mm-hmm. would say, you know, she probably took him up on the offer.
Yeah. And then the next question that I had, or next two questions, I guess, was like, so the first one was like, why does the author start by making Herta seem like a normal person at the beginning? And Herta was the surgeon at the concentration camp that operated on.
Yeah, and it kind of seemed like the way I... It seemed like Herta didn't really know what she was getting herself into to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
And she, like, was... I thought she was kind of freaking out about it when she got there and realized what the heck was going on. But then I think she got, like, scared and probably worried about her own self and her own, like, probably family. Like, if she didn't go along with this, that there mm-hmm. would be, like... So I think in the... Even though I kind of felt sorry for her in the beginning, because it's like she got herself, she kind of got in over her head. And I also felt sorry for her because she was a woman doctor. She had like nothing, she had no choices.
Yeah.
Like, she was kind of almost forced into that role. If she wanted to practice medicine, that's
mm-hmm.
was like the only job that was going to be offered to her.
It
seemed. But then, once she knew what she was doing, then, yeah, you didn't really feel...
Yeah.
I kind of changed my mind about her. But, you know, it's like, I don't know. It's also like, it'd be hard to be in her shoes, too, because, you know...
Right.
she probably figured this is like war, I'm just doing what I have to do. But yeah, it became hard not to like her, obviously.
Yeah.
Or hard to like her.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not hard not to. Hard.
Yeah, my perspective kind of like changed too, but I feel like it kind of shows that like how she was like so resistant against it at the end, like how much like a regular person like that can kind of be influenced when everyone around you is doing that.
Yeah.
The only thing that I thought was like with her situation was like kind of like about like halfway through the book, the other doctors around her, some of them started leaving, and she was like presented the opportunity to leave and she didn't take it. But it was also like the people that were leaving were male surgeons who probably
had job offers.
Yeah.
And could have had, and were, is she felt like she had nothing.
Yeah. To like go off of.
Mm-hmm. Because she was the one that was working. Was she the one working in the pharmacy?
Yeah, at the beginning.
Yeah. So I think she felt like that if she didn't take that, then that she would have been like, she would have like had to succumb to like working in the pharmacy, even though she'd gone to med school.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Another thing that I thought was kind of interesting about her was like at the beginning of the book, her dad was kind of in it too, and he was like very against the Nazis, and he kind of tried to like steer her away from that, but she didn't like listen at all. And I think at the end of the book she was kind of like, when her perspective like happened, she was kind of like, oh, I wish I would have like listened to my dad.
For sure.
Yeah. So then another question that I had was, which three people do you think are on the cover of the book? Because it's kind of like meant to be interpreted in like different ways. So what's your opinion on that?
I kind of feel like maybe it's Caroline and then like Kasia and her maybe sister.
Yeah.
Kind of. I feel like in the middle it might be Caroline, like in the like looking maybe a little more posh.
Yeah.
I don't know. Just with her like and kind of like helping them out a little bit. That's kind of who I would think it was supposed to be. Whether or not it could probably be any of the characters, but I think that would be my
That would be my guess too, because I feel like they wouldn't be walking arm in arm with like Herta, you know.
Yeah.
So and then so then kind of to wrap up, what was your opinion on like the theme of the book? What did you kind of think it was?
I think, you know, kind of throughout, like even early on, like with Carolyn's like her personal like turmoil, and then the characters that had gone through you know, the persecution, probably like, you know, persevering through like tough times and trying to find like hope for somewhat hopeless very hopeless situations.
Yeah.
Just like a test of character for those, but kind of perseverance and then searching for hope, probably.
Yeah, that's kind of what I got from it too,
because they were all kind of, even like Caroline, you know, she had her thing with, you know, Paul and being in love with him and not being able to get him, and then the whole thing with just helping all the people fleeing, and you know, trying to help them persevere through and providing them like a glimmer of hope. So even the same character, even there were kind of different scenarios with even the same character that showed demonstrated different things with like hope and perseverance, I guess.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, well, I think that wraps it up. So thank you for being in my interview, Mom.
You're welcome, Emma.